This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-WHEEL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
You thought I forgot you, huh? We are back. Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE.
You didn't restart the video.
Oh, I didn't. That's not cool. Well, why don't I do a little tap dancing first, right? Yeah, and so this whole hour is going to be, should we get rid of guns? Should we ban guns or focus on mental health? Because I got to tell you something. I'm so tired of hearing that one-sided argument, right? So is it a gun or a mental health issue or a societal issue? I'm just curious. I mean, it was, you know, I'll go over this when we get rolling, because I know I'm so worked up over this that I know what's going to happen. I'm going to get ahead of myself. And I'm not going to talk about all the things I want to talk about. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. Seriously. It's really the only way for us to, you know, learn from each other. So I am tired of all the left loons. Their first answer to everything is, it's a gun issue. So how about we do a little history here? How about we work this thing through and think it through just a little bit? In mass shootings, there's no major mass shootings, really, on any regular level before 1980. All right? I don't know why that is. I don't know why that's the magic number. I don't know what changed in the world. I don't know what direction we started spinning and not spinning in. I don't know. I have no clue. All right? But, let me see. Actually, before 79, yeah. So I'll go through some of these really quick. Now, we know about the most recent one, which is in Las Vegas. We still don't know why. We don't know anything about that guy. We have no information about him. 58 people were killed. Another 500 were injured. 49 people in June of 2016. Omar Siddiqui Mateen, 29, opens fire inside of a gay nightclub. All right? And he killed 49 people. 32 people killed by a gunman. Right? 23-year-old Soo Hung Chu. He goes on a shooting spree, kills 32 people on a campus. Okay, that was April 2007. 27 people killed December 14, 2012, Sandy Hook. Right, 20 kids. 25 and an unborn child killed on November 5, 2017 as a gunman who opened up on a small church. 23 killed on October 16, 1991 in Texas. 35-year-old George Hennard crashes his pickup truck through the wall of a Lubby's Cafeteria. After exiting the truck, Heddick shoots and kills 23 people. He then committed suicide. 21 were killed on July 18, 1984 in San Ysidro, California. 41-year-old James Huberty, armed with a long-barreled Uzi and a pump-action shotgun, shoots and kills 21. 14 were killed on December 2, 2015. Married couple Saeed Rizwald Farouk, right? Those are the terrorists that actually shot up 14 people in San Bernardino, California. Another 14 on August 20th. I'm just going through this list like this because I don't want to run out of time. Okay? These people had vendettas. These people had issues. And people around them knew it. August 20th, 1986, 14 people killed in Oklahoma. Part-time mail carrier Patrick Henry Sherrill, armed with three handguns, killed 14 postal workers. He took his own life at the end. And then the infamous 13 killed in the Fort Hood incident. Major Nadell, right? Religious or mental health. Another 13. There seem to be common numbers here. 13 killed on April 3rd, 2009 in Binghamton, New York. Jiverly Wong kills 13 people, right? And he went to an immigrant community center. Then he killed himself. Another 13 killed on April 20th, 1999 at the Columbine High School massacre. 13 killed February 8th, 1983. Three men enter the Wami Gambling and Social Club in Seattle. They rob the occupants and then they shoot them all. Each one in the head. Right? 13 killed September 25th, 1982 in the Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. 40-year-old George Banks, a prison guard, kills 13 people, including five of his own children. Right? Now, his death sentence was overturned because the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, in doing some searching and getting him the help he needed, found out that he was mentally incompetent. 12 killed September 16, 2013. Shots were fired inside a Washington Navy Yard, killing 12. Another 12 killed on July 20th. 12 people are killed and 58 are wounded in a shooting at the screening of a new Batman film. That's the Colorado one. 12 killed on July 29th in Atlanta. 44-year-old Mark Barton kills his wife, two children at his home. He then opens fire on two different brokerage houses, killing nine people, later on killing himself as well. 10 killed on March 10, 2009 in Alabama. Killed 10 and himself, including his mother, grandparents, aunt, and uncle. We'll finish the list up on the other side of the break, but then we're going to go through something interesting that happens that nobody wants to talk about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Fight on GCN Live. Yes, the whole hour is going to be about guns and mental health. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I'm Joe Mateen, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I am fired up tonight because I'm tired of you know, Facebook, other places, other tweets, and right away it's gun control. Nobody ever talks about mental health, number one. And number two is, when do we start dealing with the realities of what's going on these schools and other places? Now, you heard me talk a little bit about it in the first segment of the second hour, but now I'm going to hit it a little harder because These people are talking out of the sides of their mouths because they think they have the answers. They've done absolutely no research on this. Oh, my God. We have had guns in this country since day one. Put the numbers together. Yeah, if you really think, I think the FBI says there's 200 and some odd million registered guns in this country. If you think that there's only 200 and some odd million guns, you need to check yourself in at the local spa, if you know what I'm saying. Okay? There's probably more like 400 or 500 million guns in and around this country. And there's plenty of people on both sides of the aisle that don't want you to know they have guns because they don't trust you. And as I said, and I'll go through this a little bit more, the mass shootings in this country have taken place since the late 80s. Not the late 80s, I'm sorry. After the late 70s, early 80s. Okay, this is when you start to see things heat up. Right? When we start deciding that there's no value to life, nothing is really human or alive. You can end it anytime you want to, and you know what I'm talking about. You know, 0 to 9 months, you're teaching these young kids that there's absolutely no life anywhere, anyhow. Right? And then some of you parents who are teaching your kids they can do no wrong. They're wonderful. The earth and all the other planets revolve around your children, and then they go to school believing that. You do not help them work through, you know, what is it, these microaggressions, these social justice warriors where you have to hide them from everything because they can deal with nothing. So I was going through the list. You'll have to go back to the first segment. I can't go through them all again. Of the mass shootings that have taken place in this country since 79. After 79, okay? Because there virtually aren't any before 79. And then somebody tried to throw one in there, it was like asinine. So anyway, on July 29th, 1999, 12 were killed in Atlanta. 44-year-old Mark Barton kills his wife, two children, and then he goes home and he kills himself. Oh, after doing away with most of the people at the two brokerage firms he was dealing with. Right? Then you have 10 more killed in March of 2009 in Alabama. Right? Kills 10, and then himself, Michael McLendon. He killed his mother, grandparents, and his uncle. 9 people were killed October 1st, 2015. A gunman, Christopher Sean Harper, shoots and kills 9 people, injuring another 9 at a community college in Oregon. The shooter dies after a gun battle with police. 9 killed June 17, 2015. Dylan Roof, remember him? Shoots 21, kills 9 people inside historic Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church. That was hate. That was nothing but hate. 9 killed, March 21st, 2005, Red Lake High School, Red Lake, Minnesota, 16-year-old Jeff Weiss kills his grandfather, another adult, 5 students, a teacher, and a security officer. 9 killed, August 10th, 1991, 6 monks and a nun, a monk in training and a temple worker, are found shot to death at a Buddhist temple in Arizona. The young man is 17 years old, and two of them. 17 and a 16-year-old. Isn't that special? Think about this. A 17 and a 16-year-old. In Jacksonville, Florida, 9 people are killed on June 18, 1990. 42-year-old James Poe, angry about his car being repossessed. Angry that he didn't make his payments. And he goes out to the workers at GMC. 8 killed October 12, 2011. 8 people are killed during a shooting at the Salon Mercagage in Seal Beach, California. Scott Evans, 41, of Huntington Beach, is arrested without incident. He's trying to leave the scene. 8 victims, including his ex-wife, are killed. All right? Now, he was armed with 3 guns, a 9mm, Smith & Wesson, 44 Magnum, and a Heckler & Koch. 8 killed on August 3rd, 2010, Manchester, Connecticut. Omar Thornton kills 8 co-workers at Hartford Distributors before turning the gun on himself. 8 killed January 19, 2010, Christopher Spite, 39, kills his 8 people at a house in Virginia. 8 killed March 29, 2009 in Carthage, North Carolina. 45-year-old Robert Stewart kills the nurse and 7 elderly patients in the home. 8 killed December 5, 2007 in Omaha, Nebraska. 19-year-old Robert Hawkins goes to an area mall, just kills 8 shoppers before killing himself. 8 were killed in San Francisco on July 1st, 1993. 55-year-old Gianluigi Ferri kills 8 people in a law office, then kills himself. 8 killed on September 14, 1989, Louisville, Kentucky. 47-year-old Wes Becker, armed with an AK-47 semi-automatic rifle, 2 MAC-11 semi-automatic pistols, and a 38 caliber handgun, goes to town and kills a bunch of people there. He had been placed on disability leave from his job due to mental problems. Why he still had guns, I don't know. See, I'm not one of those loons on the right that says, under no circumstances can you take a gun away from somebody. You know what I'm saying? 8 killed August 20th, 1982 in Miami. Carl Robert Brown, 51, kills 8 people with a shotgun at a machine shop. Brown, a teacher, was reportedly angry. Anger. We're not teaching these people how to deal with anger anymore. About a repair bill from the shop, after fleeing the scene on a bicycle, he's fatally shot by a witness who pursues him. 415 people, innocent people, have lost their lives. Well, I included the killers in those, so we'll say, you know, about 400 people have lost their lives in mass, true, real mass shootings from 1980 to date. Before then, you can't get to 415. You can't get to 300. You can't get to 250. Why? Why? What's the difference? Why is it that when guns were easier to get, 50s, 60s, 70s, we didn't have these mass shooting problems? We didn't have people going to schools to shoot up kids. Before 79, 18 people were killed. August 1966, Austin, Texas. Charles Joseph Whitman, a former U.S. Marine, killed 16 and wounds at least 30 while shooting from a University of Texas tower. All right, Whitman had also killed his mother and wife earlier in the day. Obviously, a mental condition. And then a couple when we come back, and then we'll deal with the real issue. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far, really. Call in if you want, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, our heart and our prayers go out to those in Florida. They've lost loved ones, or they have loved ones that are still hurt, still in trouble, you know, physically fighting for their lives. And, you know, and I love it. You watch how many lefties go out of their mind. I'll get back to this thing in a minute about the prayer, right? And I have friends of mine that are Christian, one in particular. You know, he loves to tell me he's a Christian, but here's the deal. You don't believe in prayer. How can you be a Christian and not believe in prayer? How do you follow Christ when you don't believe what's in his book? You can't do it. Because if you follow him in all, you know how many times he tells you to pray and ask? So if you don't believe in prayer, and you say you're a Christian. You say if you're a Christian, you're a Buddhist, you're a... Look, if you're a Buddhist, you follow teachings of Buddha, right? I mean, it ain't that hard. This isn't, I don't even need a college degree to figure this out. If you follow any one of those religions, there's a teacher, there's somebody at the front that you're following. You're doing what they told you to do. So I don't know, unless you're drinking heavily or you've smoked from a crack pipe so much you can't get your mind back, how is it that you can say you're a Christ follower, but you don't believe anything in the Bible, you don't believe in prayer? How do you do that? I'm thoroughly confused. It's like saying I love liver and onions, but I've never had them in my life, and I don't intend to have them anytime in the future. At that point, you should take my guns away. Okay. So as we were talking earlier, the mass shootings, again, 415, and no life lost is worth it. I mean, you know what I'm saying. This is, I'm not saying this makes it okay. But from 1980 forward to today's date, there's been a little over 400 people killed in mass shootings, mostly on school campuses. And those of you who talk about guns, like, get away with guns, or that's it. Yeah, right, okay, tell them that in Chicago and D.C. and New York and Miami. I mean, we got through a whole list of places. But let's even leave that argument for now. All right? How do you explain I can't get to 400, I can't get to 250 mass shootings from 1950 to 1970, from the 1900s forward? How do you explain that? I'll hit that in a second. Now, before 1979, 18 people were killed in Austin, Texas. I started going down this road, where a U.S. Marine killed 16, wounded 30, right? He killed his mother and his wife. This is sickness. This is a mental illness. And if he didn't use a gun, and he really planned it out, and he really wanted to do it, do you not think he would have done it with a car? And if there wasn't a gun near him, don't you think he would have found a way to get a gun? Right? And then somebody threw out one to me. I had to go look up because I didn't even know about it. In September 5th of 1949, in Camden, New Jersey, a 21-year-old Howard Unruh, a veteran of World War II, shoots and kills 13 people as he walks down Camden's 32nd Street. His weapon of choice is a German-crafted Luger pistol. He's found insane and is committed to a mental institution. He's found insane. He's got a mental issue, a problem between the ears. And the first mass shooting in this country, right, happened like 30 years ago. The very first major mass shooting. January 17th, last month, the University of the Cleveland Elementary School massacre in Stockton, California, which was the first mass shooting of school children in U.S. history, became the impetus for the important state and federal legislation to curb gun violence. First major one, and all of a sudden gun violence is out of control. Now, I understand that what you do from something like that is you look at what could have been done to save those kids. You look at what should have been done to save those kids, and you make those changes countrywide. I got it. All of the fatally shot victims and most of the wounded were Cambodian and Vietnamese immigrants. All but one were offspring of Cambodian refugees. Right? Some 71% of the school's population was made up of war refugees, and the shooter had a special hatred for Asians. And do not tell me he got up that morning and somebody figured out that he hated Asians. No! His neighbors knew. People around him knew. But nobody would turn him in because it's politically incorrect. Can't do that. Then they come out and they say, one of the most iconic school shootings in American history remains at Kent State University in Ohio on May 4th, 1970. The Ohio National Guard troops opened fire. This was not a nutcase scenario. This was not a mental person who got guns illegally. What do you want to do? You want to take guns away from the National Guard too? On March 24th, 1998, two boys ages 11 and 13 fired on their Jonesburg, Arkansas middle school from nearby woods after pulling the fire alarm, killing four girls and a teacher, and wounding 10 others. Both boys were later convicted of murder and incarcerated and could be turned loose at 21. All right? I got a couple of things here that you need to take it. First of all, I love these psychologists to come out. You know, being a psychologist apparently is like being a finance person. Everybody's got their own way of doing it, right? I mean, it's not exact science, apparently. Because one study says shootings happen after months of being well thought out. So if they're going to get the weapons, they're going to get them. You know, they've got months to get them. And they'll get them. You get them on the street. You'll get them somewhere. You are a buffoon if you believe that simply banning guns or making guns illegal to have is going to fix this. Because as last I checked, it's illegal to kill people. It's illegal to drink and drive. I mean, I go down a whole list of stuff that's illegal to do, and yet our courts have backed up with all the stuff that's illegal to do. Apparently those people weren't taught well or something. Another study says that these things happen within 24 hours of an incident. Somebody gets fired, somebody gets cheated on, somebody gets in a divorce. That's how fast it happens. But I want you to think about something here. We're talking 11 and 13-year-olds who went in and fired and killed people. I mean, you go to YouTube now, you see it all over the place. These young kids that are committing crimes and it's being videotaped, or, I'm sorry, recorded. They don't do videotape anymore, pardon me. But you get these young people, absolutely no value for life. You've not allowed them at young ages to work through, help the parents. You've not allowed them to work through their frustration, their anger, how to move through things without hurting anybody, without being violent. You know, my aunts, my uncles, my parents, when I got frustrated and mad as a kid, violence was not acceptable. It was not okay. Lashing out at family members, not okay. And you know, at one time in my life, I owned 22 handguns, and you know what? I never even stuck it in somebody's face. I didn't shoot anybody. They didn't shoot anybody in the middle of the night. Most of the guys I hung around with had guns, and you know what? They didn't shoot anybody either. Video games. I'm sorry. I've talked to military men over the years, people higher up in the military who say they love video games. You know why? Because it gives these guys a hand and eye coordination like nothing else. A lot of these guys you get into the service that have been playing video games as a kid, you're desensitized to killing. And your aim, your hand-to-eye coordination, all this stuff becomes exponentially better. Am I blaming it on video games? No. But am I saying the video games contribute? They can. You think about what your body does when it believes it's in a situation. You think about the adrenaline rushes that you get. Even playing those video games, they're not good for your body to have that much adrenaline running through it for those periods of time. These young men and women or having these anxious or anxiety moments for hours at a time, playing these games 2 and 3 hours at a clip. But look what we're doing to our kids. Read the first chapter of my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Absolute, you can't have an absolute. No boy and girl. Life doesn't really exist in the womb. You know, I can go down a whole list of things that no longer mean anything. What do they have? Themselves? Whatever thought becomes between your ears is real and okay. The young man that was caught today, or the young man who killed 17 people today, everybody they interviewed, every single young person they interviewed that knew him said the same thing. We all knew he was going to do this. He could do something like this, and he would eventually do something like this. Why are you telling me these young kids, these young teenagers, are smarter than the staff? They're smarter than the administration? Where's the kid's parents? People around him. I'm telling you, look, it is far, far, far and few between where a totally normal person gets up at 6, decides to wipe out of school, gets the guns, and shows up there by 10 o'clock. It doesn't happen that way. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But If you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sorry, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. Oh, come on, sing a song. It'll make you happy. I'm not singing it because it'll make you sad. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. It's been a whole hour of guns and mental illness. You know, and I really don't understand. I'm serious. I'm not joking. You know, some of you on the left will start throwing barbs here soon. I don't really care. Do what you got to do. And guess what? I'll still sleep at night, and I'll still pick up my paycheck. So, anyway. No, you'll be throwing these barbs out about how I don't care about the kids, I don't care about the people who died, and it's all about the guns. Well, it's not all about the guns. If you would do your homework, and some of you, I love some of you who send me emails and tell me, we should be like Australia. Okay. You mean Australia that allows you to have guns? Because you yo-hos who aren't there, you don't know, you don't live there. You write me these emails that they've confiscated guns, that they don't allow guns. You're wrong. We actually have a pretty decent-sized audience in Australia. We're on a station in Australia. Why he wants me, I don't know. You know? But the deal is, it's a very easy-to-understand law. And when you're in the inner city, no, you can't. You can have a gun in your house or apartment. You can't take it out. Unless you have, you know, a special license. But every gun has to be registered. You know, it has to be done right. When you're out in the outback, when you're outside of the city, it's a different animal. So guns are not outlawed. I mean, how stupid do you have to be knowing what that place is like? And I'm not talking about the inner city. And thinking they don't have guns in Australia. You make these blanket statements with absolutely no information whatsoever. And then you Facebook warriors who write all kinds of stuff on Facebook like you have a clue on everything. Because degrees don't matter anymore. As long as you've talked about it or you've put up a page on Facebook, you're the expert I want. I am going to try to get the psychologist on that's been through these things a bunch of times. Dr. John Huber. Out of Texas, and he's first thing he says, look, you had a heavily armed 19-year-old who had been expelled from the South Florida high school, right? I mean, think about something. He was thrown off because of disciplinary reasons. Again, I say to you, if the kids knew he had a problem, if his parents knew he had a problem, if administration threw him off a campus, how did he get back on? Why didn't he get help? Why weren't the police involved? Why wasn't somebody involved to help this kid out? And, you know, I mean, not just him, but look at the people around him. Look at the families that would have been positively affected by helping this kid out. Now, he was kicked out because of disciplinary reasons. That could be anything. Seriously. Because they can't put that stuff out there. They can't put that record out there. It's against federal and some state laws. You know, he could have stabbed somebody at the school, oh, by accident or something. You know, it's amazing what some people can get away with in the education system, kids and teachers, because of the way the education laws are written. It's sad, and it's wrong. So, again, the other side of this, let's take the non-political side of this. How's that? Why do you think we didn't have as many shootings before 79 or 80? Why do you think, I mean, come on, you educated lefties, you know, you love to tell me I'm not educated, I'm not smart, I shouldn't be on a school board because I don't have an education degree, blah, 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 let me throw up, but you know, but yet you can't put something simple together. It's been easier to get guns throughout the decades until the 80s. That's when it started getting tough. Right? And I had pistols. My friends had guns and rifles. Okay? Most homes in and around the South had guns. We've got millions and millions of guns in this country, in law-abiding homes. Why haven't these mass shootings taken place every year? If I use the logic of the left, with all the guns that we have in this country, this should be a massacre going on 24/7 in this country. But there isn't. It's really that simple. It isn't. You look at a place like Chicago, where it's almost impossible to get a gun, and you're not supposed to have a gun in the city, yet people get killed every weekend there. I don't care whether it's 2, 3, 4, 5. And by the way, you do know that the FBI calls a mass shooting 3 people or more in a public place. So even if you're robbing a place and you happen to shoot 3 other people that are coming at you, you go into a bank like that one place where they robbed the liquor store or the jewelry store, and then they shot everybody after it. They consider that a mass shooting. No, it's actually a robbery. Somebody committing a crime and a robbery. Yes, you have to be sick, but those are cold-blooded killers, robbers. Very irritating. When you talk about somebody going into a school and wiping out, I don't care if it's 2 lives, 1 life, or 50 lives, that's a sickness. That's not a gun. That's a sickness. And then for those of you who say, we have to do everything we can to stop this from happening, they had 2 armed cops or guards or whatever on that campus. 2. The campus is humongous. But what you'll say is we don't need more guns, we need less guns. So you want to take guns away from those 2 guys, the only 2 guys that could have stopped this person if they could have got to that side in time. Most of these mass shootings are stopped by a good guy who has a gun. You can't deny that. So why not have more trained people with guns? Think of what's going on in Israel. Think of what goes on at the Israeli schools. They got people walking around with rifles. How many of those kids are killed? How many mass shootings go on in Israeli schools? Producer Tammy just sent me over a story about police who prevent a second school shooting, and the teen was found with an arsenal of weapons. Now, while the country grapples with the news of the school shooting in Kentucky the other day and the one today, authorities in Pennsylvania prevented a similar attack last week. CBS out of Pittsburgh said the 14-year-old kid, again, they have no value for your life. What are you teaching your kids? Are you spending time with your kids? Get them off the video games. Get them in the real life. Get them with family again. A 14-year-old Uniontown student was taken into custody after classmates overheard him threatening to shoot fellow students. When police questioned the student, he admitted he was planning to kill at least four of his classmates and take aim at others. According to the police, the teen was found with one semi-automatic rifle, one shotgun, two machetes, throwing knives, a revolver, and a host of other weapons. Last week's shooting at Marshall County High School in Kentucky left two people dead, 18 wounded. They took this kid into custody. Senator Steve West of Kentucky introduced Senate Bill 103, a measure that would allow schools to designate armed marshals. Wow. So now we're going to allow armed people to come out of schools. Thank God. How many more kids have to die before you allow armed marshals, armed police? The marshals would not have to be police officers, just trained employees licensed to carry a weapon. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin says that while he doesn't know the perimeters of the bill, he agrees that something needs to be done. He says, I share Senator West's belief that we need to be smart about how we protect our students, right, and teachers. And that's the other thing, too. They say they'll do anything to save the kids, but because they don't believe that more guns in the hands of trained people will do it, they want to wipe them out altogether. But you can't prove that that works. As a matter of fact, you can prove the opposite. Where do most of these crimes take place? Where do most of these massacres go down? In gun-free zones. You can't denounce that. You can't deny it. It's true. Right? I'd like to know where this kid got the guns. Right? The adults that own the guns, the places where these people live, somebody should be watching over them. Somebody should be making sure that these young people don't have, and especially, look, again, with all due respect to these parents, did you not know your 14-year-old was disconnected from life? Because you got to be. You got to be pretty sick. You got to be pretty disconnected to want to do something like this. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And do be part of the conversation. Seriously, if you want to send me an email, like I told you, capital TRS in the subject line, then tell me what the subject is. All right? I mean, it's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Program it in your phone so you can call in anytime. But really what you should do is pull down our app. We went out of our way to make an app where you could listen live, you could watch live on the app, you could call me right from the app, just press the button, you can send an email right from the app. I mean, there's so much you can do. In case I missed it before, right from the app. It's that simple. Again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spent on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and so on. Look, send me an email. Give me an idea who you'd like to see on the show. Right? Maybe a guest, a topic. Maybe there's a book you heard of. I always like the books when you guys send me topics. Some of them are whacked. Some of them I can get through. But again, 855-REAL-JOE, write it down. We're going to have a field day tomorrow. Do you know who's on tomorrow? After all this, you know who's on? We've switched our mad black men, our mad conservative black man. That's right, he's on with us Thursday nights. Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Pray for those today, for those families who lost loved ones, who are dealing with loved ones in a hospital. And you know what? Prayer does work. I've seen it work. I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.